Some years ago, I had to make a decision. As a young man, leaving out, pursue an academic life, having come from a very strong camp base, assembly base, strong Christian background, I had to choose between going to Europe to study and coming to Jamaica. I didn't know what to expect in this place. I knew that my mom was up that side and I would be a little more comfortable there. But then I thought about what Christ would have me do as a young man. Is it just to pursue an academic life and have papers? Or is it that Christ might have the ascendancy, might have the first place? I remember under the ministry of Brother Mayhew, he reminded us as young men that in all things you major in Christ and you minor in everything else. And so I decided to come here with a suitcase, having no friends, knowing no one, landing in a country I didn't know, and then to see how the Lord is going to take me up from there. One of the things that I enjoyed for the 40-odd years here is a sitting of the brethren in this place. And I would like to speak and share a bit on the sitting of the Lord Jesus. Occasions when he sat. And he sat with his own, sat in different place, sat with families. And I enjoyed over the years in this place coming to Ocean View to sit with those of my equals, youngsters as myself in those days, to sit under older brethren, under the Don Johnson, under the West Branfords. Many times I would gather up at the end of a semester, gather up a few things and head off for country. I never love living in the city. I want to go out the country. I want to go and sit with my brethren out there. I want to go and sit at Cass. I want to go to Lancaster. I want to go to Mandeville. To sit with the brethren. And one of the experiences we would remember over these years is the sitting of the saints at Ocean View. What we have learned while sitting in this place. And remember, as we sit on the brethren, we sit on the Christ for ministry. The first time we find the Lord Jesus sitting was when he was 12 years old. I want to focus on three of them, but I just want to bring in this one or two of them before, just slightly. But I want to look at three, the final phase, two of his final, of the final phase, and then his final sitting on the Father's right hand. At 12 years old, the Lord Jesus, only Luke gave us that, as a man, as a student, he had his journey. They say the pinnacle of childhood is the threshold of manhood. And he was between 12 and 13 at that time. That was the point. It was a changing point in his life. And at 12 years old, we see him sitting for the first time. They're going to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. And he stayed behind with his teachers. Luke 2 and verse 4 to 6. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Sitting. He didn't have to learn anything. He was God the Son. But from the beginning of the threshold of his manhood, from that point, there was the Lord Jesus setting an example as a man. We have got to learn to sit before God. We have got to learn to have the right attitude. We've got to learn to have the right interests in the things of God. He was sitting before his teachers as a man. Hearing them. Listening. Asking questions. These are all marks of a person who wants to learn. And you show me a student who is asking questions, and I show you a student who's getting somewhere with his academic life. These days, you come, you sit, and you ask nothing. And you go out empty. But the Lord Jesus wanted to set an example from his childhood. We must have an interest in the book. We must have an interest in the things of God. I want to know more about God. I want to go on somewhere. The Father must take me up. No one, he said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? It begins from being a good student. How about an interest in the Word of God? Committed to the Scriptures. Man used to tell us as youngsters, he said, young man, when I was tired reading the Word of God and want to sleep, I stand on my feet and read the Scriptures. And we as youngsters, that impression was made on us from very early in our Christian experience, camp experience. And most of you has excelled in that. Many young men who sit in the audience as older men now, and young men in those days, knew what it was to sit under ministry, to ask questions, to listen. Not to be so concerned about leaving this place. His parents thought he had been with them. But he stayed behind. He wanted to move on. He wanted to know something more. I want to see a generation that is moving on in Scripture. And I assure a generation that God can take up. God can only take up a man when he's spending time in a book. Not with your thoughts, not your ideas. Because when we have come to the end of our days, it's what we have done in relation to this book that will leave an impression on others. Those who will be of the next generation. We don't want a generation of dunces. And there's some who feel that God compromises standard. There's one standard for that level and there's one standard for that level. No, my beloved. God has set the standard. He has set the bar. He will take a man up when that man is fitted. Timothy, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. That a man of God might be furnished, fitted for every good work. That's what God wants to do with you as a young man, not fitted by your own thoughts. So he sits here as a student, learning. In Matthew chapter 5, we have him there sitting as a teacher. In Matthew 5,